also. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
This is more cozy than
it is. It's so great. Right?
You guys selling on a Sunday starter?
We have Cap side went well today, so Cap will line up for Sunday.
And then just Jeffries and Blackburn will follow line up to
that. Yeah, Jeffries will fall in behind him with Blackburn as well.
Jed's right back in the lineup. Is he staying in shape and everything?
Yeah, like I said, these guys had a facility to hit in while they were away. We talked to Jed, and Jed feels good about being back in the lineup. And you know, obviously as a group, it's good to have Jed back. It's good to have his leadership, his presence, you know, and experience.
I understand that Trevillo was thrown today. How did he look to you?
You know, Lou, you know, 10 days off, he's been able to throw a couple bullpens, but you know, ultimately, watching him throw today, we're gonna talk to Lou, see how he recovers, and then make a decision about how we're going forward and when Lou rejoins us.
What was it that you saw that
No, no, there's nothing. We haven't, from an evaluation standpoint, we were looking just for his health. Yeah, and how Lou feels. So we haven't had that discussion yet. And we'll do that probably after batting practice.
With Kevin Smith back, obviously, he's shown to play different positions. Is that kind of how you're looking at him right now? Just kind of filling around the infield? Or how do you kind of view his return?
Yeah, you know, again, Kevin coming back. Good sign. I'm really happy that the injury wasn't more severe with the foot or ankle. He felt great in Vegas the last 2 days, so he's back. He's on the bench tonight and can be used in whatever role we look at in terms of helping us win a game.
I saw a brace on vote. Has that been the situation for a little bit? Has he been wearing it?
Yeah, Steven's been in a brace. And again, you know, he's obviously rehabbing his knee, and you know, I'll have more info on Steven when he starts back with baseball activity.
Trillian is obviously part of the rotation for a good part of last season. It's not really a question, but just what does it do for you guys to be able to plug him in now after not having him for the first 2 years?
Yeah, you know, Cap coming off last year, you know, we talk about just building off of last year, you know, the reasoning behind, you know, him not rushing him was that we hope that we get, you know, Cap starting from Sunday throughout the rest of the season. And I think, you know, from a long-term perspective, Cap's got a ton of room to grow, and we're happy to see him healthy and getting back into the rotation.
Thank you.
Blackburn, I think, is in all of the starts, he's gone five, and then you guys have gone to the bullpen after that. Is that sort of wanting to also sort of a long-term approach thing, where you're trying to make sure that he's got the stamina to maybe pitch over the course of the season, or is that more like geared toward getting the matchups as or maybe a little bit earlier than leaving him in to throw six or seven?
Well, I think for all of our guys, you know, Cap, Dalton, you know, Blackie, the confidence that they walk off the field with is important to us. The long-term, you know, health, it's a long season. These guys, you know, hopefully are going to make 30-plus starts. And in that, you want to be able to, you know, capitalize or, you know, take advantage of the times when you have a full bullpen or when you have good matchups for bullpen guys. So, you know, a lot of factors are determined into, you know, when we go out and take the ball from our starters. And so, you know, the fact that he's gone five innings is a real bonus and a positive that we're progressing. And, you know, when the right opportunity presents itself, he'll go beyond that. So.
Pache is getting his gold glove for the minors today. What's it been like? I mean, he's kind of showing it already.
Yeah, his defense has been definitely on par with advertised, and you know, the presentation of a gold glove for him tonight, you know, kind of captures how well he's been defensively touted, and he's obviously backed that up.
Has it surprised you that he's played so well?
No, and in my opinion, it doesn't surprise me you know, that he's fit in so well. He's got a great personality. He's got a love for the game, and this group really has embraced that. And you can see how passionate he is about, you know, making plays and being a good teammate. And we feed off that as a group. The energy he brings to the game consistently on a daily basis.
You've got a lot of questions today.
I know. Well, we haven't seen you for 24 hours. So, when rosters, have you guys decided if you're going to stick with the 14 pitchers? Or is that
Matt, that's again an advanced scouting question that we don't want to play our hand to, so, you know, until we have to. But no, a lot of things can happen from today to when rosters, you know, are downsized to 26. So we have not made, you know, a decision in direction as to position player, pitcher allotment. And I think we'll obviously wait to Sunday. There's ideas that have been talked about, but, you know, again, you predetermine a decision at, you know, this stage, and things can change on a dime.
All set? Thanks, everyone.
I wanted to ask a question.